AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State Colin Powell has died of complications related to COVID-19. AP Sagar Magani has more.
What an incredible American.
Vice President Harris honors Powell as a trailblazer.
He rose to the highest ranks not only in the military, but also in areas of foreign policy and statecraft.
President Biden calls Powell, the first Black Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State, a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell's legacy, though, was tarnished by his faulty claims justifying the U.S. invasion of Iraq 18 years ago. His family says Powell died of COVID-19 complications, his age and history of cancer making him vulnerable, despite being fully vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump involved in a couple of legal actions. He files suit challenging President Biden's decision against using executive privilege to block the release of documents and files from the Trump administration to the House committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Trump calls the request a political ploy, almost limitless in its scope. In New York City, Trump was deposed by lawyers representing protesters who were attacked by security guards for the former president early in his first campaign for the White House. Benjamin Dictor represents some of those suing Trump.
There is ample evidence to submit to a jury that Donald Trump has, in fact, directed his security guards to engage in the use of physical force and violence on numerous occasions, both before and after the incident at issue, during his presidential campaign, and thereafter.
Dictor says Trump was questioned for several hours, facing questions on a variety of topics, including comments he made at campaign rallies in which he appeared to encourage security personnel to treat protesters harshly. This is AP News. Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich has been fired for refusing Governor Jay Inslee's coronavirus vaccine deadline set for today. While saying he had applied for a religious exemption, the 42-year-old, the highest-paid state employee with a salary of more than $3 million, did not specify his reasons for refusing to get vaccinated. He was the only unvaccinated head coach in the Pac-12. Jury selection underway in southeast Georgia. Three white men are charged with murder in the death of a Black man, Ahmaud Arbery. A video of the shooting was posted online. Benjamin Crump is an Arbery family attorney.
You have to think how many obstacles we had to overcome to get to this moment.
My.
I mean, if it were not for that video, then the big lie could have stood forever.
It could take weeks to select a jury. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.